Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Nomi Park, the woman that escaped from North Korea, decided to go to Columbia University, only to discover the same type of Marxist indoctrination, and says that even North Korea wasn't this nuts. This is why you need to homeschool your kids and teach them to be autodidacts, or basically teach them to teach themselves. I was indoctrinated in 1997 and 1998 in university by Marxist professors. This has been going on for decades now in the West. No wonder people are now woke and crazy. Up next, males are guilty even when they're innocent. A bunch of schoolboys were made to apologize for stuff they didn't do during a school assembly about sexual assault. Boys were forced to turn to girls and apologize for the behavior of their gender. I'd tell them I wish I could grape them just to piss off the people holding the assembly and trying to compel my speech. I wouldn't mean it, but I would say it just to offend them because I was being offended first. Yet another reason to homeschool your kids. Number 3, Ayla, says that she's met some pretty and very successful high-value women in their late 30s who can't find an equal partner and are having to settle for lower-quality males. Vittorio says women in their late 30s are peaking or petering out when it comes to fertility, while a man's life starts peaking in his late 30s with regards to sexual options and earnings power. Sorry, ladies, but a successful man in his late 30s or early 40s is more likely to go for a woman in her 20s. Moving on, so there I was scrolling through my Twitter X feed, and I run across this woman asking, who wants her? They're getting increasingly desperate for attention if they have to ask for it. I'd rather have pizza and not even allowed to eat it on my keto diet. But there were simps saying that they would sell their souls to be with her, and that they were blessed to have her in their timeline. Seriously, what's wrong with men these days? Stop giving women like this attention. Number 5, speaking of simps, this guy accepted his role as a human ATM. I guess he was a clown for Halloween this year. With that guy's face, I really feel sorry for him. I keep the mother's dollar sign where it is, but it's kind of creepy to put it down there for the younger kids. But on the bright side, at least dad is in the picture. But I don't know about you, but I think he looks like he's on the verge of getting away and stealing the kids' candy on the way out the door. Up next, speaking of black men, if two gay brothers get married and adopt a baby, which father is supposed to abandon the family? But I don't think either of them would, because usually they leave because the woman is aggressive and drives them crazy. Besides, with male-male marriages, the divorce rate is only around 25%, and with hetero couples, it's closer to 50%. Hopefully the baby belongs to one of them, because you don't want one of them to pee Diddy it. Number 7, more women want a man that's 7 feet tall then they actually want one that's under 6 feet tall. Sasha here found a man like that, and she says it's creepy being with him because she wants to feel like a woman and not a doll. So now women think super tall guys are creepy as well, but they want to be with them at the same time. She says men that are PDF files have psyoped women into accepting this new standard. She says that this should be illegal. Moving on, Elon Musk bans Taylor Swift's X account, causing her to lose over 1 million followers and $72 million. Please don't give me hope. Obviously, this didn't happen because it's too awesome to be true. The best part is that no one community noted it, and that it remains great clickbait. Imagine if Musk did this with no reason. She would probably sue him and probably beat him up, and there she is getting ready for their fight. Number 9, imagine you have a date, and when you arrive, this is what you see. What would you do? I'd grab the plate and run for my life because she was planning on eating the whole meal, and then me, and not in a good way. If I had to stay, I would ask Jabba the Hutt here to release Han Solo and Princess Leia immediately. This used to be Raymundo Lopez, a dude according to his yearbook. You know what they say, if you want to pass as a female or male, then just become obese, and people will be more distracted by your weight than your genitalia. Up next, this must have been the first photo from the entire 2024 election cycle. I think this looks like a strong, assertive, and confident future administration. Elon is usually pretty base, but this time he looks like he's going simple jack on us. Trump also looks upset because all the attention is on Musk. Instead of Lady Gaga and Joker 2, this is what we really should have gotten. Number 11, which celebrities messed up their kids the most? Looks like Magic Johnson's kid lost his magic. Also, if you didn't tell me that Naomi Watts' daughter was actually a dude, I wouldn't have had any idea. But the correct answer is E, all of the above. But Megan Fox technically wins because she messed up three of them. Magic Johnson's kid should also play in the WNBA now, because that would make it worth watching for a change. Moving on, female insanity and cats go way back. This Japanese painting shows a woman cutting her dress to not wake the cats. How did she go and get that knife, or does she generally carry it with her? But this is nothing compared to today when American girls smash their dogs and cats. Maybe this is the first cat meme. Number 13, China is banning sissy men from television, because Chinese men are just too damn effeminate. Their attempt is admirable, but this still won't stop fertility rates from crashing. Chinese men are going their own way and laying flat en masse. China is still going to collapse due to demographic collapse before they ever reach the same levels of prosperity per capita as the United States and Japan. Up next, being a woman interested in a guy isn't easy. Imagine waiting for a reply without even sending a message. I guess you should have learned to send the message first. This is what it looks like when men are the gatekeepers of commitment and they just refuse to commit. Number 15, now that women working at Lucasfilm have wrecked Star Wars, this one is saying that Star Wars is sexist because the dark side symbolizes women on their period. Women ruin anything that men like. They really hate seeing us men happy, so now they're destroying all the franchises we love, so that we only love them. I guess the dark side only becomes a problem once a month for a few days, until they get into their 50s. Moving on, this woman is upset because her ex-husband got her pension, even though she earned twice as much as him. And here I naively thought that women wanted equal treatment under the law. If you're a female wage earner, and he's a stay-at-home father, then this is bound to happen. If the headline said, my wife got my pension pod, even though I earned twice as much as she did, as a man, no one would care. Women often wonder what it's like being a man. This one ended up finding out. Number 17, Hillary Clinton warns that allowing free speech on social media means we lose control. But who does she mean by we, though? Her idea of control is no one being able to call her out on her lies and criticize her hurting her fifis. She wanted to be the president, and yet she still wants to get rid of the First Amendment. The same with John Kerry. The Democrats really want to restrict your freedom and have you lose control over your life. Up next, The Sims 4 fans are happy with the game's top surgery characters and trans-inclusive gear. But if someone wanted to have a MAGA hat in that game, they'd have a breakdown. They probably wouldn't even allow that mod. I guess now you can escape reality in real life and your simulated life. This is so stupid, though. If they want to be the opposite sex, can't they just create a male or female character, and that would be that? Why do they always have to play the game of choose your own genitals? Number 19, the cast from the Addams Family movies reunites in 2024. The reason Raul Julia isn't there is because he had stomach cancer and died when he was making both films, yet he still soldiered his way through it. Lurch looks like he's in rough shape, and based on this photo, he still looks like he's in his scent makeup. We need a new film here with Christina Ricci playing Wednesday Addams in a sequel, with her own family. If they don't do that, then it's a missed opportunity. Moving on, vapers are seeking relief from nicotine addiction by smoking cigarettes. The circle is now complete. I guess now the chemicals in vaping are worse than the chemicals in cigarettes. What a time to be alive. When the old poison is less poisonous than the new one. Here's a novel idea. Get a hobby or, God forbid, start rolling some tobacco by hand yourself. Number 21, given the choice between dating a 35-year-old doctor making $600,000 or a 22-year-old hot virgin fast food worker, most men would choose the hot young fast food fry cook, while women would choose the doctor. Women need to stop thinking that men and women are the same when we clearly are not. I don't think most guys would actually care about the virgin part so much as they would care about the part that she can actually pair bond with them. Up next is Imhotep smirking and smiling to himself after seeing the poster for the run for a gender equality mini marathon. The men have to run 10K and the women only have to run 5K. You know, because it's all about equality. It also only costs $300 to enter that marathon. What a bargain. Maybe it's a shorter distance for the ladies because women deserve less. Number 23 here, a group of photos from Ubisoft between 2007 and then 2014. And now they're nearly dead. This is why you hire based on merit and talents instead of because of gender. Once you get a handful of women into your company, they tend to bring in more and sink your financial ship. It's kind of like what happens with companies in Canada with Indian people lately. Both groups hire who they're comfortable being around, themselves. Moving on, this woman looks like she's taken the horse pill, and that horse looks like it's maintaining frame. Either that or he's not impressed. Of course, it's a white lady with a horse in her underwear. I wonder if there's going to be some horse corn in that field, because she clearly looks like she wants a ride. Looks like these days, in order for a man to be an alpha male, he also has to be a horse. Horsey be getting more action than incels these days. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to Mark Zuckerberg? He went from being Zuck the Cuck to Zuck the Stud. Kyle Reese says it looks like the T-600 with rubber skin became the T-800. That looks human and is hard to spot. But I think his transformation is so fake it's rather comical. And yet people are still falling for it. And the new Zuck has millions of people's user data to train his behavior off of. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.